Welcome to DriveLink Training. Hi, my name's David Vickers. DriveLink Training for all your forestry and arboricultural training needs. In this programme, we'll take a look at the underpinning knowledge required for the Level 3 award in felling and processing trees over 380 millimetres. We're going to be having a look at the qualification guidance, which is available from MPTC, and it's dated 2012. The assessment is made up of one mandatory unit, which is Unit 301, Fell and Process Trees over 380 millimetres. There are six outcomes made up of practical requirements and underpinning knowledge. Those requirements are to be able to promote health and safety and industry good practice, be able to fell trees and process trees over 380 millimetres, and then understand relevant health and safety and industry good practice, understand how to fell and process trees over 380 mm, understand how to remove branches from felled trees using a chainsaw, and understand how to take down hung up trees. This program looks at the underpinning knowledge only, as you'll have to do the practical stuff out on site. If you've recently done your small fell assessment, you'll be surprised at the amount of overlapping underpinning knowledge that there is between the small fell and the medium fell. We're going to go through the assessment criteria and the assessment activities required for your medium fell and large fell assessment. You're going to be asked to explain the importance of risk assessment. And risk assessment is important due to legislative requirements and to help provide and maintain safe places of work. You'll be asked to identify hazards and risks associated with the working area and the proposed work. Identify hazards, anything with the potential to cause harm, and risks, who might be harmed and how, relevant to the work area and the work to be done. You'll be asked to outline the emergency planning procedures relevant to the working area. And emergency procedures relevant to a worksite may include the location name, the grid reference, designated meeting place, site location name, nearest access point, street name or district, type of access, whether it's a public road, whether four-wheel drive will be required, a suitable helicopter landing area, phone number of nearest doctor, location of nearest accident and emergency hospital and phone number, works manager contact details, and your own contact number and mobile number. Your assessor will ask you to summarise current health and safety legislation and industry good practice. Outline key points from the legislation and industry good practice listed below. These are the Health and Safety at Work Act, which sets out general duties for employers and employees, and the fact that you must maintain safe places of work. The Provision and Use of Equipment Regulations, also known as PUER, which states that operators must be adequately trained, and equipment must be suitable, maintained, and inspected. The Arboriculture Forestry Advisory Group, or AFAG, also provides industry good practice. However, in reality, this is also provided by another group called the Forest Industry Safety Accord, or FISA. If you're not in the forestry industry, then there is an overarching document produced by the Health and Safety Exec, which is called INDG 317, or Chainsaws at Work. You'll also have to state the appropriate safe working distances from other operators during felling, and that is 2 times the tree length. You should describe the additional safeguards to implement when felling in proximity to paths, roads, or areas with public access, and underground and overground way leaves. Additional safeguards may include, for where you're working in proximity to paths, warning signs, barrier tape, or the use of a banksman. Where there's roads or areas with public access, signs, traffic management, and making sure that you've got the permissions. Underground or overground way leaves, increase the safe working distances, shut down the way leaves, and make sure you've got a permit to work. Explain the legal requirements and constraints for felling trees in different circumstances. So legal requirements relating to felling operations may include felling licenses, tree preservation orders or TPOs, conservation areas or wildlife considerations for nesting birds and bats, and these are protected under the Wildlife and Countryside Act. Constraints may include the presence of wayleaves, site conditions including the terrain, the condition of trees and the operator competency levels. You'll have to describe the potential environmental damage that could occur and how to respond appropriately. Potential environmental damage may include damage to retained trees, contamination of watercourses, and wildlife disturbance. The appropriate prevention may include containment and clearance of spills, good housekeeping, i.e. the use of spill mats, work sequence chosen to minimise subsequent damage to retained trees, and wildlife assessments completed prior to work. You should explain how to identify which trees need to be felled. And trees for felling may be identified by having the trees marked, by using maps, or by their species. You should describe how to recognise signs of disease and decay in trees and modify your felling methods accordingly. The recognition of disease and decay in trees may include fungal growth and cavities, flaking or missing bark, and discoloration of timber and bark. Modification of felling methods may include placing your felling cuts higher up the stem in sound timber, use of assisted felling techniques to ensure accurate felling direction, and non-removal of buttresses, roots, basal flare to provide more holding timber. State how to recognise when a tree is difficult to fell. Recognising a tree is difficult to fell may include the tree form, size or weight, whether it's above the competency of the operator, the presence of decay or rot, and any site-specific hazards, such as power lines. You'll be asked to explain the advantages of setting up or using a natural felling bench, brush mat, or similar support prior to felling. Advantages of setting up supports prior to felling may include providing an ergonomic working height for further processing, to ease the turning of trees, and to reduce the need for manual handling. The assessor will ask you to describe recognised felling methods for the following: upright trees, backward leaning trees, trees heavily leaning or weighted in the intended felling direction. Felling techniques for trees may include, for upright trees, the bore and sweep felling cut, the Danish stroke pie stroke safe corner cut with the use of appropriate aid tools, such as wedges. For backward leaning trees, the standard felling cut with the introduction of felling aids, the split level, or the Danish stroke pie stroke safe corner cut, or the use of assisted felling techniques. For trees heavily leaning or weighted in the intended felling direction, we can use the dogtooth stroke holding cut. Note that boring of the centre of the sink, or heartwood cut, may be undertaken to allow trees greater than double the length of the guy bar to be felled and to reduce the chances of a timber pull. You'll then need to explain how felling methods are modified for double stems, hanging branches, long limbs, large cavities, and foreign bodies. So felling methods may be modified for double stems, stems felled individually or below the stem divide, or through assisted or mechanical means. Hanging branches, attempt made to remove the hanging branch, no felling activities directly beneath, or the use of assisted or mechanical means. For long limbs, we can alter the sink dimensions, or we can use assisted felling. And where there are large cavities and foreign bodies, fell above or below the cavity stroke foreign body, or use assisted or mechanical means. Explain how to fell standing stems and additional safeguards required. So, felling of standing stems, you can use the conventional felling method or an alternative felling method. Additional safeguards may include assisted felling techniques or the use of aid tools to provide adequate leverage. Explain how and when to use additional equipment to assist with the felling of trees and the additional safeguards required. How? Well, by placing felling levers in the felling kerf, wedges placed in the felling kerf, or assisted felling techniques. When? When additional leverage is required. Where there's a risk of the tree sitting back and trapping the saw, or where the tree form, size or weight dictates. And then your safeguards, safe working distances, equipment inspections, and safe working loads. You should explain the importance of maintaining tools, equipment, and personal protective equipment. The importance of maintaining tools, equipment, and PPE may include operator safety, ensuring equipment works when it's required, reducing downtime, and reducing emissions and possible environmental damage. As you'll be dealing with hung up trees, you'll have to describe takedown methods for a range of tree sizes using appropriate hand tools. Takedown methods may include hinge reduction and rollout, or hinge removal and then pull and drag the stem back. Describe takedown methods for trees using winches or other manual or mechanical means. So following hinge reduction or removal takedown methods may also include the use of, manually, a longer felling lever used to roll the tree, or a turning strap used to roll the tree. Winches can be used to assist with pulling or dragging, or rolling or turning. And mechanical assistance can be gained from a forwarder or harvester, or a skidder winch. You are going to be required to demonstrate the use of a winch for this assessment, so you'll have to describe how to set up a winch for the takedown of hung up trees. Winch setup for the takedown of trees may include removal of debris and obstacles from the takedown route, preparing new escape routes as appropriate, and select and position winch equipment as required. Explain the factors to consider and additional safety precautions when using winches. Factors and precautions to consider should include the capacity of the winch, the communication method between operators, security of anchor points, compatibility of components and strength loss of equipment in certain configurations, serviceability and inspection of all components, the PPE required for winching operations, the competency of operators, make sure that the roles and responsibilities are understood by all parties, the danger zones including during offset winching, and safe working distances. You should explain where the danger areas are in relation to the trees being taken down. The danger areas in relation to hung up trees include directly under a hung up tree, directly behind a hung up tree, and any recognised danger areas involved with winching. Once the tree is down on the ground, you'll have to remove branches. So you'll have to describe how the method of removing branches will vary with tree species, form and condition. The method of branch removal may vary owing to tree species, branch form and pattern. Conifer branch removal may include the lever method or the pendulum method. And broadleaf branch removal may include the lever method, pendulum method or delimbing. You should be able to describe to the assessor how to identify tension and compression in branches either visually or manually. You'll need to outline the implications on the choice of the severing method. Implications from choice of branch severing method may include the saw becoming trapped, the timber may break or split, or the timber may move suddenly or unexpectedly. You should describe the process for removing branches above shoulder height. Removal of branches above shoulder height may include the felling or removal of branches to bring it lower to a working height, or the rolling of the stem to allow for a safer working height. You should state how and when to use equipment to assist with the snedding or delimbing of trees. Equipment used to assist may include the winch being used to restrain timber if it could roll towards the operator, and a felling aid used to turn the stem to aid subsequent snedding and delimbing. When you're removing the branches, you're aiming to leave a nice clean stem with no sprags. so you should explain the advantages of leaving a clean stem after snedding or delimbing. Advantages of a clean stem may include reducing possible injury to the person moving the timber, reducing the friction or collecting debris when pulling timber along the ground, preventing damage to other trees when extracting timber, allowing the timber to easily enter machines such as chippers, peelers or saw bench, and for easier stacking or loading. You should state how and when to deal with severed branches. How to deal with branches, which can be left where it lands, through brush piling or stacking, or it can be further processed such as mulching, baling or chipping. And when to deal with branches, severed branches or limbs may be left in a work area to form a brush mat or similar, and severed branches or limbs may be dealt during the work process using a cut and clear method to maintain escape routes. You should state how to deal with brush and branches after snedding or delimbing, and brush may be dealt with in the following ways and can be left where it lands, through brush piling or stacking, windrowing, further processing such as mulching, baling or chipping, or burning. Finally then, you should explain the correct and appropriate methods for disposing of waste. Disposal of waste from workplace activities may include the use of designated waste or recycle bins, empty containers removed from site, and litter taken home with operators. And that just about wraps it up for the underpinning knowledge. I hope you found it useful. And if you're about to undertake your assessment, my only advice to you really is just take it slowly and safely. If you want to discuss anything mentioned in this programme, then please do get in contact. It's David Vickers, and you can call me on 0790 067 7715 or email me at david@drivelinktraining.co.uk or visit the Facebook page and send me a message. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/drivelink. Check out the website at www.drivelinktraining.co.uk.